Richard Smedley, Taming Abstraction. Thank you very much.
Thank you, yes. And apologies, as we say, for being the third British... Is this on? Can you hear me?
We got feedback to speak louder to the back of the room.
Okay, how's this? Okay, all right, I'll try and stay standing up straight. And apologies for being the third British speaker, as we said. Maybe I should start off with Gut Middag, Bonjour, Strabsvustier, or something. But I am another British speaker writing in American English, although I won't say too much about that because I may get into trouble at work. So, but also, carrying on the same theme, we use the same docs as code. I'm a writer at Couchbase. We're a large NoSQL database company. Other NoSQL databases are available, so I won't be talking about too much about Couchbase purely. Going along with a lot of what's been said, we do that docs of code. We do the local linting and everything else and rendering. Although we're actually bumping up a lot against a lot of limitations around the ideas of docs as code. We have problems where having a mixed code and docs repository is not necessarily the best answer. And we do have several dozen separate docs repositories for different products. And we run up against all sorts of problems. But I'm just here to talk about one particular problem, which I've discovered as I've been trying to rewrite a section of our documents, and that's this over-optimization problem that we sometimes have to make it easier to maintain docs across versions versus how do we make documentation less opaque in the source for new contributors. So I'm not sure how much of a widespread this problem is, how many people are working with scale, or even in the room, how many people are writers versus doc ops versus engineers. But just to give an example, I mean, for me, how many of you are writers with an interest in doc ops rather than the other way around? Who's a writer primarily? So not so many writers. So how many are doc ops who care a bit about writing? So more of it. And how many are just engineers who care about writing? So much more of you there. So this is interesting because in the first talk in this room, Lorna described herself as an engineer who has a writing problem. And a lot of what I'm going to talk about comes from this particular... I just had an about me thing. I found the old about.me website. It was just interesting because nobody uses these anymore, and I lost the login 10 years ago. But there's not much to say about me other than I like plants, especially food plants. And if we do finish too early, Christoph and I can both answer questions on systems thinking applied to growing fruit and vegetables. But moving strict.